right now. So unless you're
going to do that, I'll do it. Right on the Elikim Perek. Today's daf is daf Lamed, and we started the fourth Perek today. Perek Hamevi. Hamevi kadei yayin mi makom la makom lo yemiyem besalu bekupa avo mevinu al ktefo lefanav. So yesterday we finished up the Perek. A lot of the inyanim of the previous Perek were concerned with changes from the way you would normally do things. But they were changes in terms of the inyanim v'masa v'mata. So that it shouldn't look as if you're involved in doing things that are that have to do with buying and selling. But there's also an inyan of shinui bechlal, as we saw earlier. There's inyanim of shinui from uvda d'chol. In general, those melachas that we saw earlier that could be done all at one time, people generally would do a lot at one time, those were the things that the Chachomim weren't matir bichlal to do on Yontif, even if it was Tzerech or Kol Nefesh. So we had all of the melachas from Ketzer onwards up until Lash, which generally we do at one time. So the Chachomim were Gezer, and in the Yerushalmi they were Masmichan and the Pasek of the Vishamarta Mesamatzos, which is right by the Yisr of Asiyas Melach on Yontav and the Heter of Lachem. But here there's also a gather of shinuyim of things that could be done a lot at a time. And certainly when a person is carrying, so you could end up moving, move all house, move all otza. So it's particularly a dinyan when you're carrying things on Yontav that it shouldn't look like you're involved in stam carrying, that the carrying should be done in a way that brings out the covered yontav that's involved, according to Rashi, that's talking about that you should it should be clear that you're doing it at Tzerech Yontav. Lemaisa, not everybody is made to ask Bidafka at Tzerech Yontav, because you felt that it's Miter Shut L'Tzerech Utsu Shalei L'Tzerech. But according to some of the Shitas, that means Imer Shalei L'Tzerech Klal, like the Rambam, as opposed to Taisus, we saw, all along as insisting there needs to be some level of Tzerech. But in any event, it certainly shouldn't be the way in which you do it Bechol. So, it looks like a maisa chol, and therefore if you're bringing kada yayin, and bringing these jugs of wine from one place to another, don't place them in a large carrying container. They're like a sal, where you put a few bottles together, or a kupa, which is even larger. Ava maybe you al ketefo lefanav, you can carry the jugs on your shoulder, or in front of you, which is something that you would do just when you need one or two jugs, you would bring it that way. So too, somebody is carrying tevin. Note the difference. Hamivi and hamolich. Hamivi is something you generally bring into your home. The tevin, you don't generally bring into your home, but you're molech it from one place to another. So over there, and Rashi learns over here, and that includes for the tzorach of the behema, which is not so posh. It may be dependent earlier on whether you know the what it is that you're allowed to do for a behema. Is it lachem velo lekelev? That was a machlokas Rabbi Akiva Chachami. But also over here, the question is, as Rashi says, it looks like you're going to be doing malocha rabba. If you drag tevin, the way you would normally take it in a big wheelbarrow and so on, so then it looks as if you're doing a lot of malocha one time. You're being oisik in masaot as opposed to the tzrochim of the day. So therefore, if you're being melech, it's a tevin, lo yavshil et hakupah l'acharav. What you would usually do is put a ton of tevet inside of a sheet, and then you would carry it behind your back. Ava mevi ahu biado. You can bring what you can in your home, in your house, in your hand. Umatchilin barimata tevet. You can also begin a pile of straw and use it to put into a fire on Yantav, even though lamaisa. This was not something that you had muchan from before. And we'll see why. But, I mean, it certainly implies over here that there'd be no problem of mukta. Of course, the problem is, in the very next words of the Mishnah implied there is a problem of mukta. Avalo be'etzim shebu mukta. You're not allowed to bring the etzim. The mukta was basically a storage shed or a backyard that was kept closed for keeping things that you would generally not be using right away. That's for long-term storage. Other things you would keep in your chotzer, which was in front. So if you have eitzim that are in the mukta and the storage in the back, so that you're not allowed to take. If you actually do all the mukta, the Gemara is going to point out that there seems to be a contradiction between the matkilim and barimatatev. And obviously, if the barimatatev was bent for hasakan yantav, we didn't have to mention in the Mishnah. We were talking about over here, Tevin, where your matchil, meaning so it wasn't ready for Hasaka before. We're not going to use it. How do you explain the contradiction? Says the Gemara Tan, Im Iev Shalashanot Mutar. Nice, even though all of these things in the Mishnah, we were talking about the propriety of making a shinoi, you're doing something on Yontav in a way in which wouldn't be indicative to anybody that your intent over here is to do a malacha rabba and to do a lot at one time. But nonetheless, if the tzer of Yontav, let's say that you have a lot of guests coming, you need to bring a lot together. Over there, if you're going to be Mishana the way that the Mishnah is suggesting, you're going to end up taking an awfully long time, as each, instead of putting it in a large container, go back and forth and bring 2-3 bottles at a time. So over there, if there's nothing to do, then, in fact, mutar. It's mutar to do it without even any kind of shinui. It's interesting that, and of all places to look for what is, because always a question, especially in the Rova, people always calling to be guests. Everybody likes to be in the old cities. It's okay, so we'll call people. It's enough to mean they have 100 people at the table. Okay. Fine. So, I mean, we have some people who buy special castles to put up 150 people. They're aware of the problem. But the question is, what is considered to be a guest? Who is people like, is somebody who has a place to be in the city and is actually to be a guest? He wants to eat by you. He could be eating by him. Anyway. So, where do you find that halacha? Interestingly enough, here is where you find it. Because the Indian of the year is, Im Yev Shalashanot. So the example that the Rishonim bring, Im Yev, what does that mean? Yev Shalashanot, you can't carry it in your hands. Yev Shalashanot means that for the tzrochim of your guests, so you have a Siddhas Mitzvah. You can't be Mishana. So the Ramah discusses, of course, that considered to be Siddhas Mitzvah. Where somebody is from your town, but he's invited over to your house, I consider it to be Achnasas Orchim, B'chlal. And even if it isn't, there's the other shayla about the Kovod Abrius. Maybe stam for Kovod Abrius, it'll keep people waiting. Forget about whether it's necessarily a mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. But it was interesting. Here's where the discussion is. Atkin Rava B'Mechuzah. Now Rava made a standing takon in Mechuzah, which was how to carry on Yontav in places, as we'll see, where it would be possible to be Mishana. It's called Hutrelay, that's today's sugya, we'll see later on. Mutav Shishagya, Lo Yomezid, and those all sugya.
First 3 years are hard.
Yeah. So Rava was Metaken in Mechuzah, that things that are normally carried, the Daro Beduchka, something that a normal person would carry on his shoulder, which was heavy. So if he's coming now on Yontav to carry it, he's carrying it, again, according to Rashi, he's carrying the tzur of Yontav, so he's bringing now a lot of peiros, let's say, or something. So then, on Yontav, he should carry it lidro berigla. He should carry it in, basically, something similar to a wheelbarrow that we have. So you put your head in between the two parts, that the two handles that they sit on your shoulder.
Rickshaw?
A rickshaw?
Because if you're wheelbarrow, you push.
No. That is in front of you. Yeah. So it's a shinoi. Tuz brings Raya that it's actually harder to carry that way. Rashi says it's easier, but Tuz brings Raya for most of it's harder. This is the point over here is whether it's harder or easier. It's not a tikkun in terms of tircha. We'll see, there's other cases later also when Rashi is made it. It's just to make a shinui. So to make the shinui, even if it's gonna be a problem, it's kedai to make the shinui. So that was Rava's takana. The dor berigla, things that would normally be carried in this rigla, so he's carrying a big barrel of something. So in this case, on Yantev Lidru Beagras, and you should carry it over here with a pole in which two people carry it. And that's, in this case, it's easier. So over here, for sure, it's not an issue. It's a shinui that makes it easier to carry. And so little ba'agra, things that would normally be carried ba'agra, should be carried, in this case, lidru ba'achva. And so now, even though l'maisa achva means you're holding it in your hands, you're beneath your shoulders, which l'maisa is harder. But inachinami, mice, it's not easier to carry it that way, but nonetheless, even here, even Rashi's made it, that it's kedai to make a shinui. Rashi learns you're not being marbatirka, you're not just being the mayatirka. So even if you're being marbatirka, it doesn't matter. The ikra is the shinui. And therefore, if it's something that anyway you would be carrying ba'achva, it's very difficult to carry. So then nifra sudra aluya. So at least put like a towel over it. So, I mean, what does that do? It just shows that you don't want to expose it. That it should be something that clearly you're doing on yantiv, as if yantiv is chol. So therefore, you're showing l'kavod yantiv. You don't want it to look like you're stam doing things. The way is that diyuk, some of the diyuk in Rashi, in the opening Rashi in the parak, and Rashi has a maybe mimokal mokal betoch atchum o al yedei eruv. What does Rashi have to say that for? I mean, obviously it's betoch atchum o al yedei eruv. I mean, well, we're not talking about a guy who's being over in Isser here. So the diyuk that Rashi is learning that it's only us or in public, where it looks like you're carrying for business. In other words, you're outside of the city now. This time you're carrying to a friend's house or something. But then ain't nothing on me. Mizavis lazavis. You're carrying in your own home from one corner to another. Or you're carrying even to take across the street. There, maybe we wouldn't make it that kind. This is a big machlok as we showed you. So some, in fact, that must be what Rashi means. How about Imi Afshar Lashanot? So continue with Rav Stakana. Ve'im lo efshar shori. If you cannot make a change that will still allow you to be mechabed your orchim and your sudas yotu, so then it's mutter to do it the way you would do it b'chol. The Yomar Mar, because the Tana said, im ef shalashanot muta. Omer le Rav Chanan bar Rav le Rav Ashi. Well, Omer Rabbonin kama de efshar v'shalim v'shanina v'yom etava. Look. It's clear that there's an inin bichlal that as much as possible a person should be mishana miderechol. So why is it that v'ani niyashi dekomayim etchatzbayu b'imayu b'yumatava v'lo komishana? We see that all of the women that go out to bring water, they bring water the way they do all week long. They don't make any shinui. And I've never seen anybody be mocha anything. Lo amrina lo v'lo mine. Nobody tells them to do it differently. Why over there is it not an inyan to be mishana? Omar le mishum de lo efshar. That is precisely an example of a case where there's no real option. Because look, what are you suggesting? Hechiliyavi. What should they do? Would you say that tamale b'chatzpa rabba, tamale b'chatzpa zuta, that a woman who generally uses a large barrel, a bucket, so she should take small buckets, huh? So come off she be lucha. So then she's going to be ending up making more trips. I mean, so why is that better? Tosis points out, what do you mean? Why not? I mean, we said that that's not a problem. I mean, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if you would carry in a basket, so carry it one by one. So why can't we do that? Tosis, because Lamaisi here that minhag is to do, some women do it this way, some women do it that way. So it's not as if there's really a shinui that's a shinui that's nikar at all anyway, right?
Universal.
Because there are some who, during the week anyway, would carry it. They'd rather go more times and have to lift less. But some would rather go fewer times and lift more. So you can't really define it as an objective shinui. So in that case, to be marba one thing and be mamayat the other thing, what's the point already? So what, for this person to make a shinui, it should be a shinui that's built into the process. Demalia b'chatz b'zuta, demalia b'chatz b'rabas, what else would you suggest? That a woman that generally makes a lot of trips with smaller containers should take now one large container. So then come off, she'd be master. Now she's going to be carrying more. Are you suggesting if you're suggesting, well, carry, cover it over with something. Right? So it's interesting. Some have this gearson that we have over here. And have a separate thing that tikterei zinda masiras and mikterei, two separate steps. So the first part, which Rashi doesn't have, and the Midrash is mishana the gears over here, to cover it over with, let's say a piece of wood or something, used for covering barrels. Maybe it'll fall and you'll carry it. Why wouldn't you have this gears? Because the girsa is predicated on there being a din of needing something in order to be relying on Mitok Shutra Letzerek or Tanami Shalai Letzerek. But if you hold like those shitas that you can carry without any tzerech at all because of Mitech, so what do you think? It's like Zera, maybe you'll carry it. What's wrong with you carry? Leave out this whole piece. Go directly to the next piece, Tikterei. So you're going to tell me that I should tie something over his head, take a towel and tie it on top. So Zimna the Mafsik Vasila Mikter. So maybe it'll untie, and I'll have to retie it, and not allowed to tie on Yantin. Tifrei Sudra Luye. Should I just put a towel over it gently? Zimna the Matmish Bamaya Vasila De Slita. What would happen if it falls into the container of the bucket that she's carrying the water in? And now she'll squeeze out the towel. She squeezes out the towel, and she'll be over on Liba. It's interesting. Taisvas, who learned before, in the original case of where it says in the Takonis that Rava made, that if you don't have anything to do, so put a sudra over it. Right? So Tosfos learned the case over there was talking about a chavis. That the chavis, normally when we say chavis, we mean a chavis of the ayin. So then why is it, he asked, how come over there was no problem that we weren't chayish, and over here it says that we bedafka wouldn't be paris, right? So Tosfos said, why don't we chayish for shlita? So Tosfos explains, there's, on the towel in that case, how come over here we're chayish? Huh? Rashi learns, it's apples. Apples. Fruits. He was bringing fruits in a barrel. But Tosis takes for granted that Chavis is Yayin. So he wants, wow, come over here, it's okay over there. It's beautiful. Because the answer is because there's two completely different chashas, even though it looks the same. If you're seichet, the towel, here, then you're going to be over on Libun. Mm-hmm. Because the towel in water is the way you would wash the towel. But if you're seichet by the case of the Yayin, you can't wash a towel in wine. So over there you would be over on dash, because you're removing now the wine out of the towel. So that's like every dish, you're leaving the junk behind, in this case the towel, and you're getting out the juice. But since over here, if you would be circuited, you would be circuited on the ground. So there's no chashash for dish, because certainly you would. But for shchita, it's a din in the towel, not what you're getting out of the towel. So maybe over there you have to be shy. Very nice. Okay, so therefore there was Rava had no problem with put a towel over a barrel that had wine in it. Rashi avoids the whole issue, probably because of this, by saying it's talking about fruit. They put fruit in the barrel, which is a very strange thing to say. Why does he say it's talking about a barrel of fruit?
Then it wouldn't spill. It wouldn't be concerned about spilling, I would think. That's what he's talking about. He's not dealing with the issue of limon.
No, he probably is, because normally a chavis is yayin. I was concerned, but the fact that later on we say, how about a towel? And we said, no, you can't use a towel, so why are we doing it? So he probably substituted it solid, that there should be a problem of a steer in the Gemara later on, and that way he anticipates this question and ignores all of it.
Does it matter if the wine is red or white?
Sure, might.
No, I mean in terms of...
Yeah, it could be.
Things that are actually clean with white wine.
Yeah. We've spoken about it. Okay. Okay, fine. This is aside. So therefore, we don't have any eitzah to tell the women that there's an option as to how it is they could do a better job of carrying water on Yontif. That should be a takona to make some kind of shinui. There is no better shinui. Omalei rova barachon labayit nan. Let me ask you something. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to clap your hands on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to someone misapkin is to bang against your thigh with your hand. The Oruch actually learns that mitapkin and misapkin, both of them are clapping your hands. But misapkin, he brings a riot from the story with Bilam. And when he came back, if I spoke, I'm like, you mishugana. What the heck is wrong with you? Over there, it's a reaction. It's a type of clap that you make when you're miserable about something. Whereas the metapkin is when you clap as pleasure and enjoyment for your own rotsin. And dancing. So you're not allowed to do any of these things, right?
Shabbat.
Yeah. What are you on to? Nowadays, you see people that sit there and davening, clapping with the Isser Gomer, or they dance, they think they're doing a mitzvah nach, and nobody says anything. So what's it shy with? It's become complete heter to be over Averis on Shabbos. How is it? Omar Lai says, let me ask something. L'taymech, I have a better question for you. How come, even though we have a clear-cut halacha, as Rabbi explained, a person should never sit right at the end of the mavui, where there's a lechi directly overhead to allow him to carry within the mavui, but obviously you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Don't sit at the door. Why? Because if something rolls out, you won't think. You don't notice that you're in a separate rishus. So you'll bring it back. And the women love to, like they do in America, they sit on the porches. They used to sit at the door of the lechi. You got to watch everybody walking by, talk about what they're dressed in, so on and so on. Everybody sits there. And how come nobody ever says anything to them? And they're sitting there on their way back from drawing water. And so it's a very good chashash that something will fall down. And nobody ever says anything. So I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. Anachlam Yisrael. Mutar shishogi, yivayim izidim. Better they shouldn't know. They're going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you. So we need to go walk into a Karl Bach meeting and tell them you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos. They're going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you. They say you're crazy. So it's better. It's better they should do the Isser and not realize they're doing the Isser than to tell them they're doing an Isser and they're not going to listen to you. So this case as well, Hachanami Anachlem Yisrael, Mutav Shishogigim Vayu Mezidim. It's the same thing over here. What are you asking? Why is it that people, if you won't tell the women that could come to an Isser, the Raisa? It's our circus. You don't tell people not to dance on Shabbos. What can you do?
Actually, clapping is on your gazelle.
Unfortunately, at this point, the memory ran out, and I didn't realize it, and so we are left with a need to complete the daf artificially, by which I mean between me and my own lonesome self, which somehow lacks some of the punch of the real daf. But anyway, I believe this is where I was up to. And the Gemara now at this point believes that Hani Mili b'drabonon, but the Yeraisalo, it's only where we're dealing with an Issa drabonon that we would say Mutav Shishar Givayumis, but certainly not with the Yeraisa. But the Gemara is Docha, this is Velohi. Actually, that's not the fact. Loshna b'Yeraita, Loshna b'drabonon, Lo Aminu v'Lo Mide. We don't say anything, even if you're dealing with the Yeraita. The Tosefet Yom HaKippurim Dioraito, because we know that the fact that you have to stop eating before Yom Kippur is learned out from a remez in the Pasuk, and certainly Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, V'achle V'shato Ach Chashecha V'lo Aminu V'lo Midi. Nonetheless, we see people that sitting, eating and drinking until the evening, and basically, nobody says a word. The only explanation for that could be that it's a mutav shishogim v'lo yom mezidim. This is basically learned out from the extra words in the pasuk b'tisha b'chodesh b'erev. Umatchilin bar. Just a word on this, by the way. Some of the issues that are brought up by the Rishonim is that even though it says over here the oraita, but the question is what type of the oraita. If it's something that's mefurish in a pasuk that everybody knows. So then we say they aren't shogging in. They basically know. And then there is a chiev of tochoch. Of course, there comes questions bismanenu, and even that isn't so. And that people indeed are in a matzav which they know literally nothing, where perhaps there would be mutav shogging in even on such a thing. Furthermore, even when it comes to issues that people know, if they're bedavka not accepting Torah, then they're not included among, according to many of the Rishonim, in the mitzvah of Ocher Kofiach at Amitecha. Because Amitecha implies that they are your friends in mitzvot, and that they're similar to you and concerned for the mitzvot. If they don't have that basic concern, then there's no mitzvah b'chalal of Ocher Kofiach, according to many Shitas. In any event, there's much, much that needs to be discussed here in terms of the Halacha L'Maisa, and This is not really the main sugya of Tochacha, so we'll leave off here. Matchilim b'arimat ha'tevin. We are also allowed to begin with a new arima, which is rather obvious, a new pile of tevin. I mean, it's rather obvious if this is meant for animal feed. The only explanation is that the Mishnah needs to tell us about tevin that actually was not, I'm sorry, for fuel, that was meant originally not for fuel, and here it is that I'm going to be utilizing it. But if that's the case, points out Rav Kahana, Zotomeret Matchilim b'otzar techila, that even something that's set aside for other purposes is certainly usable for animal feed or for building purposes, for cement. From here you see that you can determine to use something on Yontav, and it's not considered to be Muktzah, and in which case we're forced to conclude that the Mishnah's money is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold a Muktzah, but if that's the case, look at the very next word, same as Seifa. Avaloba etzim shebemuktzah. Not, however, to use for fuel wood that is in the Muktzah behind the house in the storage area. Why is that? Because it is indeed Muktzah, set aside. Atana Rabbi Yehuda, now that only follows according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a Muktzah. So how can it be Rabbi Shimon in the first half of the sentence and Rabbi Yehuda in the second half? Answer the Gemara, no, not true. This part that says Lo Beitzim Shibamukta is actually referring to Arzi Veshuchi, Ashuchi, which are very expensive woods, cedar woods. And those, that's what Askin, and that's what we're talking about over here, that there it was set aside for purposes of building fine furniture and so on, which is Mukta Machbas Chisaron Kis. There already the reason that it's Mukta is because it's considered to be Kis. It's set aside. It's something that I wouldn't want to use for anything else. And if that's the case, that hakpada that I have is true. I feel Rabbi Shimon, because we know Rabbi Shimon is made, as we saw back in Masechet Shabbat, on Kis. Now, actually, some have Rav Kahana's diyak on the Seifa. Mihikin amatim la Seifa. Avalo be'etim shubamuktzam Rav Kahana's zotomerot ein matchilin ba'otzar techila. Starting from the end, because that's here, is assuming that that is the correct way of understanding the Mishnah, is that since it says you can't begin burning firewood from wood that's in the back, where you're keeping it in storage, that's going according to whom? Therefore, Mani Rabbi Yehuda, the Idle Muktzah, obviously, he does hold of Muktzah. So then how do you explain the opening of the sentence, Emeresha, which says, Matchilim b'arimat ha'tevin, that you can begin taking for your firewood the tevin that's in a pile, even though it's usable for other purposes, and isn't set aside for firewood on Yontav, you can still do that, and that would be going, apparently, according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold that there's any problems with Muktzah. Answers, the Gemara Hatam B'Tiv Nesari, and it's talking about the tevin, the straw that is already rotted out, and that animals wouldn't eat, and that therefore it's only usable for firewood. Tavnasarya, nonetheless, doesn't answer the problem because Hochazi Latina, that can easily be used, excuse me, that can easily be used for making brick and cement, and therefore, even if it isn't set aside for an animal, it certainly would be used for other things besides firewood. And it says, the Gemara di Tepekotzim, it's talking about that it has in it things that make it impossible for you to really work. They used to work it with their feet by stomping over it. Bare feet had to work it into bricks or cement or with their arms. But in any event, if it has kotzim, then it's suitable neither for the brickwork nor for the animal. Actually, some Rishonim say that it has to be both rotted out to be not suitable for animal because there are plenty of animals that will eat the kotzim. I mean, there's certainly no reason why kotzim would necessarily make it not suitable, say, for something like a goat, so that if it's both tivnesaria and yitpe kotzim, then it's suitable for nothing but burning, and therefore it's as if he was basically had a mind to burn it anyways. Even though it was miyach, it was not miyach, it'd be ferush. There, even Rabbi Yehuda's motive is not considered to be muktzah. In this version, obviously, Rav Kahana is trying to understand the Mishnah Libra Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a hut on Yontav, now let's not complicate matters by talking about an actual sukkah during Chag HaSukkot, because There you have the other problem of the sukkah being muktzah for the mitzvah of sukkah, and actually a remez, as we'll see in the Torah itself, that the sukkah itself is asur for any type of hanah other than the sukkah. So let's say we're talking about now a sukkah, but it's Pesach. And you've got etzim that you threw onto the roof that are basically there together with the schach. And it says over here, you can't take etzim from the sukkah, but you can take etzim that are just samuch, where they're just lying along with the schach on the sukkah. At least that's what we thought it meant now. So the Gemara asks, Maishlam, that's sukkah lo. What would be the prohibition of removing the initial schach? It's because the kasat arala, because you're basically tearing down an oil on yontev, which is a malacha. There's no etter to do that. Is it not true that minasa muchla nami, if you're going to take down something that is already up there on the roof and basically has become bottle to the rest of the roof, so also kasat arala, you're doing the same thing, because the fact is, even if you take off the upper layer, you still have a lower layer that covers it. Nonetheless, once you've put it there, it's all one schach, and taking off the upper layer is basically taking down part of the oil. When it says my samuch, when it says right up against the sukkah, it doesn't mean up against the sukkah, the schach on the top. It means samuch l'tfanot. It's up against the walls. Now the walls generally were made not with loose pieces of wood, but basically with wood that was connected or to each other, or with, let's say, bamboo, where you had strings that were going through it to hold it together. So over there, when you put something up against it, it does not become bottle to the oil. It stands separately, even though it's up against it. And there I don't really do any stirat oil at all, since it's not connected in any way, nor is it adding anything, in which case it's not bottle to it, and therefore there's no problem of taking from next to it. Whereas Menashe Omar, if you go tema, even if you want to say b'shein sabuch l'tfanot, we're talking not about things that are next to the walls, but rather next to the schach, just as you thought. Kitanya yibi suragata. We're talking over there about bundles of bamboo that are still tied up in a bundle, which obviously are not bottled to the sukkah because they were put up there to dry. If they were bottled to the sukkah, you would have loosened the knots and let them spread out over the top. And that's the reason why it's not considered to be soter oil, because really you're not making any difference to the sail within the oil itself. You still have a covering. Tanya Rebbe Chiya by Yosef Kameda Rebbe Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Now, in a brayta, the Rabbi Bar Yosef said over in front of Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that it is mutter to take off etzim from the sukkah. Veshavin besukat achag bechag shasura. Although he agrees with the Tanakama that if it was a sukkah's time, then the actual sukkah during sukkah is certainly aser. V'imitna le'akol afitno. If you made it tonight, everything follows your Tanai. Rabbi Shimon, so now the Gemara now wants to go step by step through the additions that the Braita that Rabbi Chiya was quoting made. The first thing which strikes us as not making any sense at all is to say, Rabbi Shimon Matir. How's that possible? Certainly, Rabbi Shimon is not Matir tearing down a building on Yantiv, which is what he's doing here. No. We're talking about a sukkah that's already collapsed. This is Rabbi Shimon Lashitate, who holds that there's no problem of muktzah, even though at the time that it was whole, it would have been asur to take it down, and therefore it's muktzah machmat isur. But over here, once it's collapsed and the isur no longer obtains, there's no longer any problem of muktzah just because it had been set aside by the isur previously. How do we know that? That's a shita from the classic case. We know that if somebody has a lamp which is burning oil, and then the flame goes out, that the oil that's left in the lamp is considered to be asur, according to those who hold the mukta. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not a problem. As long as now the fire is out, and there's no question of extinguishing it by taking out shemen from the ner, so what's the problem of using the shemen, even though previously it had been burning, it was mukta? Says the Gemara, now wait a minute, that doesn't really necessarily prove your contention that the same thing would be true about the sukkah that's not fellet. I mean, me dummy. Well, how do you compare the two cases? Hatam, in the case over there with the ner, adam yoshevu mitzapeh matay techa ben neiro. A person knows that the fire is likely to go out in front of the lamp, leaving him almost invariably oil at the bottom that he can now use for other purposes. So he waits till it goes out, and at that point he wants to use it, which is why it's not mukta. But something a person builds, sets aside, knows he's not going to be available, assumes it's not going to be available, is not the same. Would you say that halcha adam yosheva mitzapei matai tiposu kato? I mean, certainly no normal person sits there waiting for a sukkah to collapse on him. So we're talking over here about a case of a sukkah re'u'ah. The sukkah indeed is barely standing, eskina. He expects to be blown down at any minute, and that's why it's not considered to be mukta any longer. Nonetheless, there moida on the shabbat b'sukkah shachag b'chag. That is osir, but if he makes a condition, then everything follows the condition. Is that true? Eskemar mimahani, but tonight I thought conditions didn't work. Because Reb Sheshes, Bishum Rabbi Akiva said, minayin latzei sukkah shasurim koshiva. How do we know that the wood that was used in the sukkah is prohibited to be used for other purposes all 7 days of the chag? We know it from a pasuk. Shemachag sukkot shivat yamim la'ashem. And this is explained here, the bright, the Rebbe Yehuda ben Matir Omer, minayin shekishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. How do we know that in the same way that the iser, something as if it's hegdish, is true about the chagiga itself, which is a carbon that is actually hegdish, so too is it as if it's hegdish. The shem shemayim is chal on the sukkah itself. Talmud lomar, chag asukot shivat yamim la'ashem. So we have the chag la'ashem, we have the sukkot la'ashem. Just like the chag is la'ashem, the carbon, the chagiga itself is la'ashem, av sukkah la'ashem. The sukkah too is la'ashem. Clearly, you can't make a condition to define how it is that the things that the Torah tells you or us are suddenly going to be mut. Omrim nash b'rerova, seifat on the sukkah di alma. No, the last part that talks about the usefulness of a condition is not talking about a sukkah of a mitzvah during sukkahs. When it would come to a sukkah, the mitzvah during sukkahs, lomani betra. Certainly, you're right. A condition would be useless. Indeed, asks the Gemara. If a sukkah of a mitzvah lo, is it not possible to make a condition on a sukkah of a mitzvah? Does it not say, as we just had recently, Masechet Sukkah, Vatanya sechacha bikil chata. As long as you put up your schach properly, and then you went ahead, vitrabik ramim sadidim mitzvayarim, you hung carpets, or actually these are hangings, or colored sheets, and you hung these under the schach, or tolabai, gozim, shkedim, afarskim, rimonim, or you hung various fruits, nuts, or peaches, or pomegranates, or pachilei anavim, or you had clusters of grapes that were hanging, or little bottles that held wines, yenot, shmanim, salatot, atarot, shibolim. All of these things cannot be used during the yontav, during the entire yontav, until after Shmini Atzeret, ad matzei yontav akron shachak. However, imi tanah alayim akol afi tanah, here it says beferush, that if you did make a tanai, then everything would follow your tanai. So apparently, it does help to make a tanai, even though these things are bought to the sukkah, and therefore they should have the same din of the sukkah, that the kedusha is chal on them, and they're aser, nonetheless it says that you could make a condition. And so the Gemara by Rav Adamer Tavayu, that the case over here, that normally the noye sukkah, the decorations of a sukkah, indeed are bought to the sukkah, which would mean that a tanai would not help. But when we talk about the tanai, what we mean is that he makes a condition by saying, Be'omer, he says, yet during the day of Erev Sukkot, any bodilmiyam ko ben ashmashot, that I do not relinquish my hold on these things until after ben ashmashot. So in other words, there was no time in which these things became actually itkatsoi ben ashmashot. They never became yuchat for the sukkah, the kedusha was a chalad ben ashmashot, because he said, I'm not ready to relinquish them, I want to use them still. So then, enough inami, since the kedusha, the sukkah wasn't chal on it at the time, that sukkah was chal, therefore, okay, you make a condition like that. But for the actual atzei sukkah itself, we're over there, the Torah defines it, there you would not be able to make it tonight. Abayev rov, adam ritavayev, abayem reinibayim em kol bein mashmash, lo chal kedusha alayo. Parash kema, but atzei sukkah, the actual good of the sukkah, where chala kedusha alayo by definition, I mean, you certainly can't tear your sukkah down during Ben Hashmoshes, it gets so elishivas, and now it becomes a muktzah for all 7 days. Tosis points out that all of a sudden we seem to have changed our tune. I mean, until now we've been talking about the Urite, and all of a sudden we're talking about Muktzah, and the question of Yikatzai ben Hashmashot, which is Dinim Muktzah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that even though we learned out from the Pasuk that Chag is L'Shem, Sukkah is L'Shem, that only means the minimal shear of the Sukkah is L'Shem. Not if you make a big, gigantic Sukkah, the whole thing we aren't going to learn out that the entire Sukkah, that's 20 times the size of the Sukkah that the Torah demands, is going to be also Kodesh L'Shem. Therefore, the Gemara over here is talking about the Sukkah as a whole. The Re disagrees with this, and he says, of course, it doesn't matter the size of the Sukkah, but the point is, that the only din of the sukkah being mukta is where the sukkah is standing. Sorry, if the sukkah collapsed, then you can't say ma'achag l'ashem. And therefore, what we're talking about over here is where it falls. And if it falls, it would still be yosser because of mukta, because the same things where it got say ben ashmashas. So Gemara is coming now to describe the difference of the dinim in a sukkah that had been nofelet. Ask the Gemara, Mai Shlomi Hadi Yitmar, why is the Noya Sukkah over here that became, or the Sukkah itself that became Kodesh during Ben Hashmashos, and now are also the entire 7 days, or entire 8 days actually, why is that any different from the case of Ifri Shiva Etrog Gimli Shiva Yamim? Somebody sets aside 7 different etrogs for 7 days. Omrav Kolachat Vachat Yotzeba Vuchlala Altar, he can eat the etrogim after he finishes being yotzi in the mitzvah. And Ravasi says, well, each one you can be yotzi and eat the next day. Vochla lemachar. Why is it that it's not mukta once it was mukta at the beginning of the chag? Why isn't it mukta till the end of the chag? And says Gemara Osam, the mafsike leilot miyamim kol chad vachad yuma mitzvah abinafshim. Over there you have separate mitzvot in the day, every single day, because during the night you don't have a mitzvah of netilat etrog. And therefore, the next day is a new mitzvah, which has nothing to do with being mukta for the mitzvah from the day before. It's a different mitzvah. Mashenka, when it comes to the sukkah, you have achar, the lo mitzke little miyom, since you do sleep in the sukkah, eat in the sukkah at night, kula yomik achar yom arichta damya. Therefore, when it comes to the din of the sukkah, and it katsoy of the sukkah, the entire sukkah is considered to be one long mitzvah, and the mela, it will become mukta for the entire period. Hamotzi kada yayin mimakom lemakom lo yaviyem besalu bekupa avo meviro al ketefo lefanam v'chein amolich et ha-teven lo yavshil et ha-kupa l'akora avo meviro biyado matchilin barimat ha-teven avo lo beitzim shebemukce tan, im yi efshar l'shanot muta ad kin rava b'mechuzi d'adara b'duch kalitru b'rigla d'adara b'rigla litru b'agra d'adara b'agra litru b'achba d'adara b'achba nifr sudu aluye v'im lo efshar shori. Yomar Mari, mi efshal shanot mutar. Omar le Rav Chanan bar Rav le Rav Ashi. Omar Rabbanan kamed efshal shlim b'shaninim b'yumatava. V'ha nani, hani nashi divka malyan dem chatzvei omaya b'yumatava. V'lo kom eshanyan v'lo armin lo v'lo midi. Why not? Omar le mishum de lo efshar. Heich alavi. D'maya b'chatzvei rabba, d'maya b'chatzvei zuta. Kamav shabi ilucha. D'maya b'chatzvei zuta, d'maya b'chatzvei rabba. Kamav shabi masu. T'chas b'nechtama. והאני נאש את השקר חצפי הווזין ויתו נפום את המבואה ולא אמרין אלו ולא מידי אלא הנח לבני ישראל מוטב שיהיו שגגים ולא יהיו מזידים נחד עמי הנח לבני ישראל מוטב ששגגים ולא יהיו מזידים אני מידי בדרבנן אבל בדיורייתא לא ולא היא לא שנה בדיורייתא לא שנה בדרבנן לא אמרין אלו ולא מידי דות אוספת יום הכיפורים איז דיורייתא. And nonetheless, achlo v'shat art shechashech v'lo amrin lo v'lo midi. Matchilin barimat atev and omrev kahana zutomeret matchilin bo tzar tachila, in which case mani rebishimani. The letle mukta. So how do you explain the next word? Ema seifa v'lo beitzim shebemukta, which is only atan Rabbi Yehuda, the igloi mukta. We'll have to say that akaba arzi v'ashruchi askina, where even Rabbi Shimon is murdered, the mukta machos chisaron kis. Ikedemati la seifa. Start off with the words lo beitzim shebemukta amar Rav Kana. In other words, zotemeret ein matchinim botzar tchila. And it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Itlay Mutz. In which case, how do we explain the Reisha, which says, Matchilin Bari Mata Teven, which seems to be going only Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, the Itlay Mutz? And we answer that it works out even Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about Tivna Saria. So what? Tivna Saria is still quasi Latina. Ah, but Itlay Kutzim, such not royal Latina either. Ein notinitzim min asukah la min asamuch la. So if that's the case, min asamuch lanami kasatar ala. Om Rav Yonah Mashmur, my samuch. Samuch means samuch litfanot, not the schach. Rav Menashe, I feel it, tema b'shem samuch litfanot. And it is the schach. Kitanya yibasuraita, and therefore it was never mevatel to the sichuch. Tanya replied by Yosef Amid Rav Yochanan, ein noti metzi min asukah, ela min asamuch la. Rabbi Shimon matir. Shavim b'sukat ha'chag b'chag, which is definitely asura. V'imi itna le'akol afitna. So let's try to understand this. Rabbi Shimon matir. It's not possible. Kasat ha'ra'ala. Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak, now we're talking about a sukkah nofelet. Rabbi Shimon l'tani, delet le'mukzi. L'tani motar Hashem et shemener v'shepeka'ara. Asur, Rabbi Shimon matir. Midami. Hatam with the ner adam yoshev mitzapeh. Okay, any minute now, techabeni ro. But what are you going to say? Asuka Adam Yosheva Mitzapeh. Hey, matai tipo sukato. Omru Nachar Bar Yitzchak. Well, we're talking about Asuka Ru'ua Askinan. Demi Atmal Da'ata Yaluye. V'shavin b'sukat achag b'chag she asura. But he mitna le'akol lefi tana'o. I understand. What good is it tonight? Have you mind about tonight? Omru Sheshish b'shum Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'tzei suka. She asurin kol shiva. Hashem achag asur kol shiva yamin la'ashem. V'tani Rav Yehuda ben Beteira Omer Minayin Shekeshem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga Kach chal shem shamayim ala suka Talmud lomar chag ha-sukot Shevet min la-shem Achag la-shem Av sukot Az ha-sukah az osu la-shem Omer Minayin Bereda Rava. The last piece over here about the Tanai is referring to Sukkah the Alma. But ain't achi nami Sukkah the mitzvah lo ma'ani bat Tanai. Really? Sukkah the mitzvah lo? V'tanya Sikha kil chetam V'itra bikramim u'besadinim ha-metziyarim, v'talaba ha-gozim, shkidim ha-farsakim, rimonim, pachili ha-navim, yenot, shmanim, silatot, atorot, shibolim, asur istapek v'yem ha-metziyam tevach v'shachak, but im itna alayim ha-kol ha-fitna'o, abayev rovodan retarvayu, the case over here is talking about where he said, as his condition, Eini bodel miyam kol bein hashmashot. Therefore, lo chala kedush alayu at the beginning. Avol ad se sukkah, which by definition chala kedush alayu. Say enoch inami, they were itkatsoy l'shiva. Umay shlami yad yitmarif l'shiva etrogim l'shivat yamim. Omar av kol achat v'achat yotzei b'ochla l'alter. Revasi omar kol achat yotzei b'ochla l'machar. That's because by the etrog is mafske l'lot miyamim. Therefore, kol chad v'chad yuma mitzvah be'api nafshim. But over here, the lo mitzvah lelot miyamim, because you eat in the sukkah and sleep in the sukkah at night. Kula yuma kechad yuma arich tadami. Therefore, it's one itkatsoi, the kol shivat hayamim.